Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Welcome to another edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump and I'm your host. Hard to believe we are wrapping up 2019. It's been a great year for the Kid Ministry Collective, and I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast, for being part of the community on the Facebook group, for interacting on my blog and other areas at conferences and things. Thank you. If you're part of the KMC family, I appreciate you and your support of this ministry and what God is doing. I'm excited to look ahead at 2020 and what's happening with the Kid Ministry Collective community and in children's ministry in general. So let's dive into that topic on this edition of the KMC podcast. So, hey guys, like I said, I'm super excited about the Kid Ministry Collective and what God has been doing in it. Our ministry has been growing. We've been seeing more people joining our Facebook group and hearing about the community that we have, the interactions that we have. And I am so grateful for every one of you that have been active on the Facebook group. And I appreciate that very, very much. And I'm going to talk more about the Facebook group in just a few minutes. But I want to talk about the podcast here and say thank you for listening to the podcast. For those of you that are faithful listeners, I appreciate you tuning in and listening, leaving reviews. And if you haven't left one, I would really appreciate if you take 2 minutes and just do a quick review on your podcast and listening host, because that just helps us get more visibility in the Kid Ministry Collective or in the Kid Ministry community, and it really helps us. And so if you can share it in other Facebook groups that you're listening, that you're growing from it, I would certainly appreciate that. And then God has opened the door for KMC coaching, and we're seeing leaders that are joining in on the one-on-one and in small group coaching, mentoring groups. And they're growing, and their ministries are growing, and their senior pastors are taking notice. And I'm so grateful for all that. So we're going to take a look back, we're going to take a look forward, and I'm super excited about some things. In fact, let me share something that's super exciting that's coming in 2020. The launch of KMC Boot Camps. What's a KMC Boot Camp? I'm so glad you asked. This is what it is. A KMC Boot Camp is a one-day webinar. It's an online course where we're going to be partnering with fantastic leaders to bring you topics and learning that will help you grow as a leader, will help your ministry grow, and to challenge and sharpen your skills. I know a lot of you can't afford to get to conferences. You can't afford to take more classes. You can't spend the thousands of dollars that other things are out there that offer training. And so one of my passions is to help you find affordable training and equipping so that you can grow, because I've been in your shoes. I've served in smaller churches where I had no budget or a small budget, and I couldn't afford to spend all my resources on training for myself, but I was desperate to grow. I wanted so bad to learn more about kids ministry, organization, time management, volunteer management, structures, safety, security, first impressions, discipline, special needs. And so we're going to provide you some of that kind of training for free. Others will be paid, but we're going to keep the cost low so that you can learn to lead more, to reach more. And so our very first KMC boot camp is called KMC Volunteer Hero Boot Camp. And it's going to launch with a couple beta groups, because we believe this is something that is going to really revolutionize your thinking, challenge your thinking, to see it in a different perspective. And so you can actually sign up to get on a wait list. I'll put the link in the Facebook group as well as in the show notes. The size of these beta groups will be small. There is a fee for this boot camp, but it's going to be significantly reduced for these beta groups. And I can't wait to help you build your vision so you can lead like a hero and lead more to reach more. And so I want to tell you, you're going to have fun in this. This is not something that's going to overwhelm you or drown you. This is something that I believe, as someone who's been on the front lines and been right in the trenches where you're at, that if you've been desperate to figure out, how do I get away from just living Sunday to Sunday? How do I find that one or the few that can come alongside me and help me? How do I fill that gap with my senior leader so that they will get their support behind me and my ministry and help me recruit more leaders and build a healthy children's ministry? Guys, I believe we've come up with some things in this program that will really, truly help you. So I hope that you'll check it out. Go to that link, sign up for the beta group. And we would love to have you join us in that, where you can truly lead like a hero and have some fun while doing it. Let me tell you, these boot camps are going to be great. And I know there are topics out there that you would love to hear about. And so feel free to message me and let me know, here's some areas I'm struggling with that I would love some help with. Here's how I want to understand things. And we would be glad to create some courses for you to help you and your team grow and develop. So I can't wait to show that off to you. Be watching for it. More information is going to be coming in January. There'll even be a webinar where we're going to introduce it a little bit more in detail and give you some more specifics about it. So be watching for that. That'll be appearing in our KMC Facebook group coming in January, but the beta groups will be launching in February as well. So don't miss KMC Hero Bootcamp, focusing on volunteers, because I know all of us struggle in that area. Another thing that I would love for you to know about in 2020, and it's actually already launched, is I've started a fundraiser for the Kid Ministry Collective ministry. Those of you that know, I do this all out of love and passion for the Kid Ministry community. God put it on my heart to really take the KMC into a bigger platform. And in order to do that, it does take some funds, and I'm limited in what I can do. And so I'm asking for help, and it's hard for me to do this, but I could use your partnership. I'm not a 501c3, so I can't offer any tax credit, but if you'd like to join in on the fundraiser, I certainly would appreciate your support in whatever you can give. It helps me keep this podcast going. It helps me expand the platform. It also helps me give scholarships away to those smaller church leaders, mid-sized church leaders that would like to grow in their leadership, but are limited in the funds. Because again, I've been there. I've done that. I know how hard it is to see trainings and academies and all these other things out there, but they're $1,500 to $2,000. I get it. And I didn't have that either. And so that's why I want to make this more affordable for you. I've been given a financial gift to challenge me to see if I can multiply it. So I'm praying that God will lead others to give. And I also want to make my tithe on this. So I'm going to be donating 10%. I'm going to be splitting that between two ministries that God put on my heart when I started to think about this fundraising idea. One is my good friend Yancey, who has a God-sized vision and a huge fundraiser going on right now to increase her ministry of music. And she has blessed so many of you, I know. So I would consider it an honor if you would go donate towards her project, if you can, if God lays that on your heart. But no matter what, if somebody donates to the KMC fundraiser, we're going to donate to Yancey as well. The other one is the Empowered Living Foundation, in honor of my friend Craig Jutila, who passed on to glory, but he had a passion and a vision to help hurting leaders. And this is something that God has laid on my heart. If you know any of my story, you know that I've served in some ministries that have been pretty hard, gone through some pretty tough stuff. And I've walked other leaders through some pretty hard stuff as well. There were times I was ready to walk away from ministry altogether and say, I quit. I'm just going to go work in the secular world and be happy with that. But God called me to ministry. He called me to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I knew I couldn't quit. And so thankfully, after some coaching, after some counseling, I got back to health. I got back on my feet and was able to lead again. And I love the church, and I love serving the church, and I love serving those in the church. And Craig has a passion for hurting leaders, of seeing them that have been wounded in ministry to get back to leading their teams in a healthy way. And so part of my fundraiser is going to go to that ministry as they launch out to continue that vision that Craig had before he passed. I don't know how God will allow me to partner with them in further ways, but for right now, that's what I'm going to do, is to dive in on that. So those are some of the big announcements. I hope that you'll think about some of those kind of things, but let's talk about 2020. Let's look ahead. I could make the whole thing of 2020 vision, and that's going to get so overused, unfortunately, but I do want to have clear vision. And so I started praying about what could I share with you on the podcast that would have some meaningful impact. And here's a few things that God really put on my heart this morning as I was recording this podcast. One that I think we need to work on more as a kid ministry community is leading ourselves better. I know a lot of leaders that struggle with personal and spiritual burnout. I've done it. I've been guilty of it. I think that's why it's so personal for me to share this. And for me, those struggles came when I let the enemy take a stronghold in my life. I believed I couldn't get to worship. I believed that I only had time to prep a lesson, not prep my own heart. Let me tell you, if 2020 is going to be that year of impact for you, and it's going to be a year of health and of leading strong, you need to do like God prompted my heart. I had to humble myself and realize that I needed to schedule time to be in worship, to have my own personal worship, to get to service. Don't let yourself believe you can't get there. You can. You have to have that rabid determination to feed yourself, just like that rabid determination that you're going to make sure every room is staffed on a Sunday morning. Let me tell you, it can happen, but you have to schedule the time. So I want to challenge you to think about, what can you do to get to worship more often? Don't beat yourself up over this, guys, but make yourself be intentional about attending worship and having personal worship so that you can stay spiritually strong and so that you can lead your teams in a way that is healthy. You need to schedule your Sabbath rest. If you don't schedule it, you're not going to do it. Again, trust me, guys, I know. I didn't schedule my Sabbaths. I didn't take my days off. I didn't use all my vacation. And that's not a good thing. We brag about it sometimes when we get together at conferences of how tired we are and how worn out we are. And sometimes that's why we go to conferences, just so we can sleep and rest. And that shouldn't be the way it goes. That shouldn't be the way it is. And so let's change that in 2020. Let's hold each other accountable and let's work together to make it better. Here's another thing that I think we can do better in 2020. We can build healthier teams. Now you say, hold it, Tom, I'm struggling to even get a team together. But listen, the team that you have, be grateful for. Love them, encourage them, lead them in a great way and positivity and focusing on what you can do and not what you can't. And we as leaders can work better and stronger and more intentionally with other leaders in the church to structure the way we do volunteering to make sure that we're not overusing people or putting people in the wrong places. We need to make sure that as part of our discipleship process of the entire church, that we're using people's gifts and talents in the right way and not the wrong way. So spend some time considering you and your team and the group that you lead. How are you utilizing people's gifts and talents and time? Am I using it correctly? Where do you need to move some people? Maybe they're in the wrong place and you know it, and you need to move them into a different place so they can serve in a place of joy and out of overflow. Who needs to be elevated to the next level? Maybe you have some leaders that have been so faithful. They've been by your side. They would run through that brick wall with you. Who can they move up to? How can you have them lead more? Give them more influence. Who needs a break? Who needs some Sabbath rest? Yeah, you should schedule some of your team to take regular breaks. Give them that time off. Give them a season to rest and relax and renew. Give them some discipleship materials. Give them some things to build them up and encourage them, because you're supposed to disciple them so that they can disciple more. Lead more to reach more, guys. That's the theme of the Kid Ministry Collective. So who needs discipleship? Who can you personally disciple? Who are you personally discipling? Let me tell you, one of the best things I ever did as a leader was go out and look for someone that I could disciple. Someone that I could walk through the scriptures with and grow. Man, that did so much for my own faith. It was unbelievable. 2020 should be a new decade of doing ministry in new ways. And you know, I hear people and see people online talking about how innovative they are. And honestly, if you look at it in reality, we're seeing a lot of duplication, not a lot of innovation. I want us to think about some things. Why aren't we innovating? One of the reasons I think, and I think one of the things that held me back sometimes, was fear. Fear of what other people would think, fear of failure. And those two things alone are so huge sometimes. They become such giants in our life that it holds us back from really innovating. And instead, we just duplicate. We take and we modify and we twist it and we make it something that appears to be shiny and new. I want to challenge your thinking. What could you do in 2020, even if you failed? What would you be willing to do to reach more with the gospel in 2020? What if 2020 is the last year we have here on earth before Jesus comes? Are we willing to risk keeping things the same? Are we willing to risk letting fear of failure, fear of what people will think and say about us as leaders? I'm not willing to do that. I want to challenge you. Start asking where, how, why should we do this? How can we change? How can we improve? How can we grow? What are we willing to risk to reach more? I also think what needs to stop is just thinking about that idea of what needs to stop. Instead of not asking the questions of what needs to stop, ask. And then have the boldness to stop some of the programming that's not working anymore. Have the ability and the faith to say, I'm willing to let this go because I want to do something greater, something better. Another question to ask in 2020 is, what do you need to change in your programming to make a better environment for deeper discipleship to happen? What are you doing and why are you doing it? Is it really moving kids to take a step of faith in Christ and to go deeper with Christ and to tell others about Christ? How are they handling God's word? I want to challenge us to go old school. Let's see a movement of getting our kids back into God's word again, bringing their Bibles to church with them, opening them up and digging into them, memorizing them. Let's put more emphasis there than on the entertainment side in 2020. Let's help kids learn how to articulate their faith and to understand their faith and what it means to follow Jesus in 2020. What would that look like? What needs to change for that to happen? That leads me to another point. Are we asking the right questions in 2020? Maybe before we do that, we need to step back and say, okay, what did we do well in 2019? And what should we keep doing? And what did we fail at that we can learn from in 2019? What did we do in 2019 that has to stop in 2020? And what's something we haven't done yet, but we could attempt for God, even if it fails, but we're at least going to try it. For me, one of the things that God revealed to me in 2019 was the fact that I had let fear of failure stop me from following a dream. I had stopped believing that I could innovate, that I could create. And one of the reasons that I stopped and started doing coaching ministry was because I believed that I could never make it. I believed that I didn't have a big enough name, that nobody knew who I was. And I let all these fears of man and man's thoughts and my own thoughts get in my way. Finally, I just said, okay, God, I'm willing to take a step of faith and trust you. And you know what? I've been so blessed by the people that have taken the jump and joined into KMC coaching. Those that have taken the jump to come on the podcast and encourage it, because those things are helping me grow, but they're also helping others grow. And one of the reasons that I love doing coaching ministry is the fact that we get to sharpen each other. We get to lift each other up. You know, when I was in ministry and I started out in a smaller church, I felt alone. I felt lost sometimes. I felt stuck. I didn't have a ton of resources around me. There weren't a lot of curriculums to choose from. There weren't strategies. There weren't conferences. And so many times I felt like, man, if only I could just sit and talk with somebody. Well, again, that's why I started KMC coaching, because I want to be that person for somebody that was like me. And if you're willing to give up a few lattes a month, I know I can help. I know I can partner with you, and I can connect you with some other amazing leaders to help you see new ideas, perspectives, and to push through the hard things so that 2020 becomes a greater year than you ever dreamed of. But you have to be willing to invest in yourself and your ministry. Yes, it takes an investment, because if you don't invest in it, you don't get the benefit out of it. I paid out of my own pocket to hire my first ministry coach, and I'll never regret that investment, because I grew so much. So something for you to consider. How are you growing, and what are you willing to risk in 2020? You know, one of the questions I often ask some of my coaching students is, how are you connecting with your senior leader? Do they know what you're doing? Do they know how you're winning? Do they know how you're struggling? One of the things, if you want to make 2020 even greater, is to gain influence with your leader by strengthening that connection to your leader. Show them that you're more than just an organizer of volunteers or that silly, crazy, oversized kid. You can lead up and lead out. You'll be amazed that when you're intentional about that, how God opens doors for you and gives you favor with your senior leadership. And I truly believe 2020 can be an amazing year for you and the ministries that you're leading. It all depends if you're willing to take the right steps and you're ready to receive the blessings. You're ready to do the hard work. You're ready to push through. And as always, I'm so thankful for the Kid Ministry Collective community and our Facebook group, where you can come and you can share the questions and the struggles you have. You can share the wins. You can share the losses. We can laugh together and pray together. And I'm hoping that in 2020, that the Facebook group will become more of a place of that. So I want to encourage you, if you're part of our KMC community, would you please commit to joining in the group and post some discussion questions or contribute to some of the discussion questions? Everybody can contribute something. So I hope that you'll be a part of that. And if you're not part of our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, I hope you'll join it. We would love to have you in our group. As I get ready to wrap up this podcast, again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of the community. Thank you for being a listener. We've got some fantastic guests that are coming on in 2020, and I can't wait to see what God does with this podcast, with the blog, with the Facebook group. And by the way, be watching, because in 2020, we're going to be launching a new facelift for the KMC brand, I guess as you can call it. All of the things, KMC Facebook, podcast, coaching, are all getting an uplift, a facelift and an uplift with a brand new logos. So be watching for that, because that's going to be coming soon as well. If I can serve you in any way, if you're a hurting leader, if you're a struggling leader, if you're a brand new leader, please, please don't go into 2020 feeling alone, lost, stuck, frozen, frustrated, burned out, please reach out. Get into the community. Message me on Facebook or on social media. Reach out. Let's set up a phone call and talk. Set up a virtual online meeting and talk. I'm available. I am doing KMC full time now because I believe God wants me to be a leader and help the kids ministry community grow stronger. So I'm here to serve. How can I help you make 2020 a greater year of leading more and reaching more for the kingdom of heaven? It's God's kingdom. Let's build his kingdom together. Blessings in 2020, my friends. Let's continue to make the KMC a place that is truly iron sharpening iron. Thanks for listening. God bless you and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBump. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.